Well, Sunday is set to be a massive day for Tyrone's senior football squad as they meet Kildare at Croke Park in the Alliance National Football League Division 2 final. It'll be Tyrone's first appearance in a Division 2 final since the early 1970s, and they go into the tie buoyed up with an unbeaten record of 12 games. Promotion, of course, was always the target for Mickey Hart.
Well, that's it. I mean, we wanted to win and get out of there as fast as possible. We didn't really expect that maybe 5 wins would take you out of there, but as it happened, it did. And so therefore, our last 2 games were meaningless in terms of points, but very important in terms of us keeping our run going.
12 unbeaten, Mickey. Great record for Tyrone and some very good performances.
Yeah, it's good. We're getting the decent scores on the board and we're winning games. We still have a lot of things that we can improve on, and everybody knows looking on there that it's not a complete performance by any stretch of the imagination. So, yes, there's plenty of work for us to be getting on with in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But it's a good place to be. We've won 7 out of 7 in the league. We've won 5 out of 5 in the McKenna Cup. We're in a league final. We're in Division 1 next year. So it's certainly a lot to be positive about.
And it is Kildare, Mickey. You play them at the start of the league campaign. There'll be a different kettle of fish on Sunday.
They're a big side, they're a big strong side, physical side. They've turned the season around in some tune, like missed their first 2 matches and then gone on defeated now for the next 5. So it's a major, major boost for them to be in the final, and they're probably coming to form at the right time.
And good to have another game in between the league and the championship.
For sure. It's a long haul from now to the championship if you're kicking your heels, so to speak. And since we don't engage in challenge matches much, we need the competitive games. So with this 3 weeks' time, be a great time to get another game, and that brings you nearer to the championship.
The Tyrone boss has made 5 changes for the tie. Conor Gormley comes in to full back in the absence of Justin McMahon, who hasn't recovered from a hamstring injury, with Jonathan Curran, Damien McCall, Aidan Casti and Neil McKenna also start. Stephen O'Neill, the captain, switches to corner forward, and the skipper is looking forward to a return to Croke Park, albeit against a good Kildare.
Be a completely different prospect. They'll be well improved from what we played, and hopefully we'll have improved too. So it'll be a good tough game, and it'll be as close as championship action as we're going to get at this stage of the year.
O'Neill has been happy at the way Tyrone have performed during 2012 so far, but there's bigger tests round the corner.
Aye, they have gelled so well, you know, but the bigger tests are going to test us really, you know, in the coming months. So we're looking forward to them. But at the minute now, we're happy where we're at. We set out to get promotion, and we've got that, and we're sitting now for looking forward to a final in Croke Park.
Owen Mulligan, of course, loves the big stage as well, and he's relishing a return to Croke Park. He says that's where Tyrone fans like to see Tyrone.
Great place to be, back where, you know, the fans, supporters. Probably Tyrone people think we belong, you know. At the end of the day, that was the aim at the start of the campaign. I wouldn't say to go unbeaten now, but you know, everything's a bonus. But I think Croke Park and a day out for the Tyrone fans, that's what they deserve.
Tramore's Cathal McCarron's enjoying his football. He's playing in a half-back role now, moving from the full-back line. He's getting forward, scoring goals and scoring points, but expects a difficult challenge against Kildare, despite the fact that they saw off the Lilywhites on the opening weekend of the season.
Aye, here, you know, if you look at the scoreline there, there's a big score there, but at the end of the day, we weren't happy with the performance. We thought we were, you know, we played in patches, and, you know, that won't be good enough against Kildare in 3 weeks' time, so we have to up our performance big time, and we've 3 weeks now to, you know, I suppose it's good to have a game like that and to go into, you know, knowing we're not the finished article going into the final, you know, so we've a lot to work on, and we have 3 weeks to do it now.